Hello, women of power and spirit. Whenever there is substantial change in your life, there is a tendency to try to get back to what was familiar, whatever the change might be, whether you initiated it or someone else initiated the change. It's normal to find comfort in the familiar and to subconsciously continue to seek what you know. No doubt you've experienced this. Maybe when you lost a loved one, your health, a job, career, home, partnership, a new role like becoming a parent or grandmother, or a change in your sense of purpose or way of being in the world. These changes come with two energies that long to be met consciously, a deathing process and a rebirthing process. Ultimately, what's happening is an opportunity for new life. The more willing you are to surrender the life or role you once had and open to the new life that is trying to come through, the easier the transition. Challenging times like these COVID times force us to live differently. And while a part of you may be mourning the loss of your previous lifestyle, another part of you can now emerge, a fresh and creative expression of you, into a whole new life. If you are willing to be present to the deathing process, you'll experience greater freedom very quickly. The deathing process is not so scary. It's really about lovingly and gratefully letting go of how it has been and clearing your internal field to a neutral and open space. When you do that, you will emerge in greater creativity and intuitive guidance for a whole new way of being. Recently, I was talking about this with a couple of colleagues. In an interview for my Amazing Relationship Summit coming up, Helen Hillix and I talked about how more of our clients are recognizing how today's online relationships bring a benefit in dating. Because women can't as easily hop into bed with someone, they have time to slow down and really get to develop emotional intimacy before engaging in sexual intimacy. In Helen's therapy practice, she's seeing her clients enjoying deeper, more satisfying connections. Another colleague, Gabriella Marsala, is a woman whose sacred service in the world has been through dance and creativity workshops. Lately, she's been guided to take this work outdoors where women can enter a process of what she calls rewilding. And I love that concept, don't you, of rewilding as a woman? And she's talking about deep connection with Mother Earth and with non-human relationships. Now, in contrast to Gabriella's guidance, I've been on a different journey. Years ago, I was doing most all my ceremonies outdoors. And as people traveled less, my guidance was to do my full moon ceremony online. Now, I thought that was crazy at first until I tried it. The connection was amazingly deep and powerful, and it was happening over the internet. Now we have dozens of women online every month, deepening into their own sacred feminine natures. And of course, one of the great benefits is that women all over the world are gathering together to create this sacred space. Now, I still love outdoor ceremony, and I can sense that a time will open up again for me, but right now, this way of being in sacred space is a powerful gift. Both Gabriella's guidance and mine are perfect for what each of us have come here to do. In all of these examples, new approaches were required because of internal or external circumstances. Every change brings a death and a new life. We know that, we really do. And if we open to the natural and loving release of what was, meaning if we mourn the loss and celebrate the gifts that our previous pathway gave to us, our energy is freed up to welcome in a whole new way of being and expressing. New life emerges with a lot greater ease the moment we refocus our attention from clinging to the past or attempting to recreate what we once had, and instead open to new visions and new possibilities of what life can be. That's where we experience newly found freedom and joy. This deathing and rebirthing is a gift of divine feminine energy. during these COVID times, I invite you to consider how you can receive new life. In our next holding meditation, I invite you to join me as we consciously hold in love the deathing and rebirthing of your new life.